For sure, Sukkot continued. Yudal El Hitov Shin Mem, August 26, 1980, on Tuesday continued.
So then, through the lechi, the here to all walking through is converted into a mishnayot. So anyway, henceforth, if somebody will carry from the mishnayot into the mobe after the lechi is set up, he will be high hakos because he will make mishnayot mishnayot. Because the lechi is in the chitzi. So anyway, even though it's not in the chitzi anymore, but once you have the chitzi, and the business side, the exotic side, the other side. So at the marriage side, at the whole side, we don't need the Hittik Moed. One pole constitutes the Hittik. So it becomes converted into a Mishnayot in the right side. Mashiach came if you don't set up a pole at the whole side, but you just set up a beam on top, a KO, so it doesn't become converted into a Mishnayot. So even after you set up the KO, if somebody will throw from the Mishnayot into the Moed, they'll still be for that. Because he'll be throwing, he'll be saving from the Mishasarabim into the walking through. There is no real chaos when somebody is made or saving Mishasarabim into the walking through. So if you are sacking the mobbing by selling out your lechi, then the Rambam becomes converted into the Sayon. And henceforth, if you carry over from the Mishasarabim into the mobbing, you'll be high chaos. But if you are sacking the mobbing by setting down the KO and B, so then it doesn't become converted into Mishnayot. But you're allowed to carry. Since with the right thing you're allowed to carry even before the thing was set up. Because it's one of the people with Hachon Matter. So hey, Mom. So there is a fundamental difference, according to the Rambam, between a mobbing that is Nisken al Dilechi, so then it becomes converted through the lechi into a Mishnayot in the right thing. So then, if somebody will be made sick from the Mishnayot into this moment, henceforth, from this time on, so he will be chayv chados, and a moment that is niskan or the kevo. So, before the kevo was set up, it was a mokim tov, with the rising. And now, after the kevo is set up, it's still a mokim tov. Well, the Chacham said, without the kevo, you're not allowed to carry that mokim tov. With the kevo, you are allowed. But there's a difference.
Yes, what the Rambam and the Shabbos Perek Yitzayin are one of those things that go by day, let me out, and by day, who wrote them? You mean Mogi Sosa?
What?
Mogi Sosa?
Fine, yeah.
And the Yosef Yishayochim.
Yeah, Yosef Yishayochim. No. That's in order to be muter, with the Rabbonon, to care. There. From one spot to the other. This is what the Rambam is. All right. Now, then Rashi mentions here, that even after you are misaking the Mogi, even after you are misaking the money, and the lechi are the kiko, so then you still have to resolve to the chatzetes and shitupim nivuyes. Now that was a takonet that was elected by Shlomo Zichron. The more here in Shabbos, the Shor Shetikim, scelte e delle condizioni se dai non ci basta un uomo ha un improvvi si pagano sono scelto questi sacchi e loro qui che c'è un cazzino ci sono dei points e di questi sacchi di giro se dai so what's the idea of ci tutti i voi sono un cazzino e sei te la cosa è che ha un scelto di sì di un sacchi the thief you have got let's say in a power apartment. And you have many apartments. Maybe you have 100 apartments. You need apartments. So for the whole building is one big Shayori and the rest is four walls. So in the right side you're allowed to carry from one apartment into the hall, from the hall into the roof, and into the courtyard as long as the courtyard has fences, has four sides, sometimes the courtyard is walls, so then you're not allowed. But if it has mechitzes, so you're allowed to carry. But if you're not allowed to carry from the bias into the chotzer, you know the chotzer has one mechitzes. And or from one bias into the other, from one apartment into the other apartment, or from the apartment into the home, shrinking was misaki. Why was shrinking something that way? Because if it would mean to carry from one bias into another bias, this is chotzer, from one apartment into another apartment. In the same building, or from the apartment into the hall, or into the courtyard. Now, people who are ignorant do not know the words, you can shout to the same. And they use their natural intuition in a way. So they'll say, what the difference is it make? Now, here we have a big apartment building, and then we have one hall that is shared by all the tenants. There are 100 tenants here, and 1,000 tenants. So, So we have 1,000 tenants, they all share the courtyard. So the courtyard, they all share the same hall, same hallway. So they will equate the Rishi Sarabi, the hallway, the courtyard, to the Rishi Sarabi, just as the Rishi Sarabi is shared by the whole public, by all the members of the public. So here, the hallway and the courtyard, or the roof, is shared by all the tenants, 1,000 tenants. They all use the same roof, the same hallway, and the same courtyard. So it's like Rishi Sarabi. And each apartment is like Rishi Sarabi, that's its own private domain. So if people will see, even if people will see, that scholarly people who are lonely, who know Dalai, and without they are carried from one apartment into the hall of the courtyard, they will say, the hall of the courtyard is analogous to Rishi Sarabi. The private apartment is analogous to Rishi Sarabi. Still, people carry you out from the apartment into the courtyard. So why should they be allowed, equally allowed, to carry from the house into the Rishi Sarabi? So because of that Xere, so Shlomo was saying that they don't have any chubiosa to carry from an apartment into the hallway or from one apartment into the other apartment, just as it is also to carry from one house, then a Rishi Sarabi into another house, in order to deter people from carrying from the Rishi Sarabi. So what's the Itse of the Ruben Hatzilas? So what does the Ruben Hatzilas mean? Ruben Hatzilas means that if you have 100 tenants, so one person, Mr. X, he has an apartment, so he collects a piece of bread, a piece of cow, from each tenant, and he collects 99 pieces of bread from the 99 other tenants, and then he gives his own piece of bread. So he has 100 pieces of bread, and then he collects all the 100 pieces of bread, and he puts it in his closet in the kitchen, in his apartment. So that means that all the 100 tenants have something in common with this apartment. They keep their bread in this apartment. So once he does that, so that will remind me, even when people against the mistake, they should think. So once that is gone, and then the tenants will carry out from one apartment to the other, or from the apartment into the courtyard, or into the hallway, so even the ignorant people will understand that the reason why they do that is because, in view of the fact that every tenant keeps his bread in the apartment of Mr. X, that means that it's like one big family. And it's one big house. Now, so the Mele, they will not make the mistake They will not make these things getting great. We should survive with the courtyard at all. So instead of working so hard and of collecting a piece of bread by himself and the many times, Terence will say, get out, we're not interested. So we'll find our way of Zohar and we'll join the funnel. So one friend tells a friend of his who happens to be in his house, he takes the challah and he tells to him, now you pick up this challah and have kabbalah to be zeichet. A friend can get challah to every tenant, to every Jewish tenant in this building. So Zohar and Shalom follow, he doesn't have to ask for that permission. Zohar and Shalom follow. So maybe as a result of this Shuyah who picks up the challah and he has kabbalah to be zeichet for all the 100 tenants. So every tenant of the 100 tenants has a piece of challah in this challah, and this challah is kept in a certain house. So it is just as if he had collected 100 pieces of challah and put all the 100 pieces of challah in the pot. So there is that. This is the Rubber Hatzitz. Then what did she do in the voice? She took the voice the same thing. She took the voice, so all the Hatzitz in Mope has many Hatzitz. A Hotzitz has many Bar. So, and the Mope has many Hatzitz. So then each Hotzitz that gives a piece of challah and then we collect a piece of challah from each hotel, and we put it in one mobe, so then it's considered that all the three mobe they share the whole mobe. All the three hotels share the whole mobe, so it's like one big house with many people living in it. So of course you're allowed to carry from one woman to the other. Suppose you have an apartment, a family occupies an apartment with 20 women. So you're allowed to carry from one woman to the other. So once you do, and she took in the woods, and the woman had said it, so it's considered like one big family living in a big house with many rooms. So you're allowed to carry from one woman to the other. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara in Hiram says, suppose that will apply to the hotels, let's say in Flower. So where everyone has his own room and they all eat in the same dining room. So that's there, you don't have to be Zakir Chalet for all the guests in the hotel. Because what's the idea of being Zakir Chalet? In order that every tenant will have a piece of Chalet in one house. Now we're here, we eat together. So they certainly live like one family, occupying one big apartment. So maybe you don't have to make any. This is what Rashi says. Alright. So, you more ask the question. Mai shtigam sukit tolit suro, mai shtigam mobit tolit akante. So the Gemara says, "Suki the raise to the psulo, or the rabbon on tonet account." Now let's see how Rashi explains. Suki the raise, the rabbon boy of the raise, became the king of his ambition and was one sinner. From the psulo shine, this was the soul, the one we asked to the hero Kaloch, more than he could be the rabbon on, the raise sadly, she was the princess, the king of the cave or zoo, hello, the rabbon on, tonet account. Mr. Goloshim Su, the man posto kemishes Mishne Su, having him through as a rose, umitsuase. So it's not that Rashi means that until Rabbeinu HaKodesh put it in the Mishne so no one knew. I mean, this Avorche, even though it's with Rabbon, but it's in HaKodesh Dume, long before Rabbeinu HaKodesh should be Zarenish. But something that is the Rashi. So everybody knows. Rites, everybody knows. Well, not today. So most rites are known. But Bisman Chazal and Bisman Mishaim, so the rites, the every Jew, whether it was Lamkin or it was an Amoret, he knew the rites. But the Rabbans, so only the Lord knew. So in many ways, that's why he said, so this the Tolit account of Mishaik when Mishne was in Psu. The man posto when Mishne was in Mishne Psu. It doesn't mean that Rabbeinu HaKodesh was the one who initiated the Takore. That's a Takore Dume, hundreds of years it existed, hundreds of years before, even the Bais Rishon, the Takore existed already. But since it involved the Rabbanon, so mainly the every Jew didn't know the Alochas. So he had to find out the Alochas when he started to learn Mishnayos. But the Ran says he didn't have to find out only when he started to learn Mishnayos. He knew it in the baby's cradle. He knew, I mean, the Ran says, I mean, But the Rabbanon see had to find out only when he started learning Mishnayos. So Rabbi HaKadosh had to rediscover to them. So the Mele, it's not the counter, it's not the least anymore. Losh Yipsu, the man knows what can he should be speaking to. And he feels like, oh, it's what? The boy is saying, we're rising out of the counter. Me, you, suke in the fishing way, because they are many psalm. So in the case of one psalm, so one expression is confused. In the case of another psalm, another expression is confused. So the main way uses an expression that can cover all kinds of soul. So he said, "Mew in fish, in fishing, it's mew suket in fishing, in say, possibly to have soul." Modern Marsh, you say, "Toneta count, suket in fishing, mew, say, in the Italian saying, so we'll soon." He told me, "Shanta Rosh, what a connector, connector, big day, or big day, or you might, or she ain't pay, or yak, be up. The shame of Shop's money is Yazo, the Shaham, so the boy is his heart. Schachlitz, aber sie tolle Psoe, was nur ohne die Kohle, da hat er Psoe, die keine Wohnung, ich habe auch nicht noch die Familie da, so, warum noch die Schnee und die sind nicht, ne, so eine Mehle, ich soll nicht erkannt, wie nur eine Mehle, um ein Rabbe, da mal Kohl, man hier, der ist sicher, und die Schnee, 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 that the suke has to be of such, has to be constructed in such a height that the person will readily notice this heart without any strain on his body. He will readily notice this heart. So, if it is, and the Gemara points out, according to Rabbi, when is it the suke of the Milo Nesrin possible? Only in the Tvani Salat Magir is right. And if it's very tall, if, let's say, if this is the limit of the thing, and the schach is put out high above the limit of the day, the upper limit of the day. So if it's not very high, if it's not more than half an hour, so that anyone who stands on the ground will readily see the schach. But if it's very high, and so if it's very high, and if the day reaches the schach, so no matter how high, there will be it will be easier for him to notice it, because the Deifen extends up his heart. But if there is vacant space between the upper limit of the Deifen and his heart, so, and if it's very high, he will not readily see it. So anyway, if the Sukkah is of such a height that the observer is incapable of readily observing the heart, so then it's possible. That we deduce from the Manil Yosef. All right. The Manil Vasi Sukkot, she wants to be careful, you see, yeah, you can suck it to shaft, it's a misleading. For a dog, for Baba Dabi, it's a deep shoot day, that you are a come, you are not going to rush it. We shall play it. She never is a schach. We suck it, I'm a schach, Kishmo. We suck it, I'm a schach, Kishmo. Now, this is Rabbi's. Rav Zeymo Amar Lochem, Tzuchat Ziel, Inzeyo Yemom, Michele. Now when the Sukkah will protect the Jews from the drought, as he said, Ades Lamo, or the Nishit Zil Sukkah, Lemano Mes Lamo, or the Nishit Zil Sukkah, Elo Vizel Tvam, now, if it is, and Gemara points out, that this is only so if the Sukkah is relatively narrow, but if the Sukkah is relatively wide, it's more than Dao Lamo, so then, there is same tzach, even though it's very high. But if the sukkah is relatively narrow, let's say just zayin forhim, zayin forhim, or even if it's more than zayin forhim, zayin forhim, but it's not more than daladam or daladam, it's a relatively narrow sukkah, and then it's very high, so the shade will substantially be produced by the tzach, not by the tzach. And that's not good. The shade has to result primarily from the tzach. Why? Because there is without this heart. So he has plenty of shade because of the mountains. So then it's, that is okay because he has ample chain resulting from the mountains. Omale, hosom dawash preskanai niketsuke. Oh, he dawit fane is leketsuke. In other words, Abaye, I mean, Rabzeira says to Abaye, there is no comparison. You see, in other words, Rabzeira says that it's not that the posik of the Sukkot here in Tzeudimum implies that Shein must result exclusively from Zrach and not from Pranas. If that can be the Zerzakosu, so Yochaname, a Sukkot will be possible if you will build it between two mountains. We can then between two mountains, because then you have a bonding chain resulting from the mountains. But in that case, where you build the sukkah, Ashur has been combined between mountains, so then, apart from the shade that results from the mountains, even if you didn't have the mountains, you would get sufficient shade from the schar. Mashur came in the case where you build in a relatively narrow sukkah, Zion or Zion, and it's very high, more than 20 amos, then you only have shade resulting from the planets. And there is no shade from the sky resulting. So that's why it's possible.
So the Rosh Hashiv is collected with the Ram's Peshat.
One second. The Rosh Hashiv is collected with the Ram's Peshat. The Rosh Hashiv is collected with the Ram's Peshat. The Rosh Hashiv is collected with the Ram's Peshat. Ades imamo odomei se virosei virasare. Rimayu mes imamo, en odomei se virosei virasare o virasare. Rabbi says something else. The business by Lemayom Esrimamo, it is possible. Lemayom Esrimamo, it is possible. So it's because Sukkah, by definition, according to Rabbi, has to be Idirasar. Idirasar. So, Mimele, if it's Lemayom Esrimamo, then, in order to be stable and to hold out, even temporarily, for 7 or 8 days, so it is, you must put up a solid foundation. If it's not a relatively tall sukkah, so then you can build the sukkah and it will hold out for a short time, even if you set up foundations that are of an narrow character, not very stable, not foundations of character. But if it's very tall, so then even temporarily, it will only hold out if you put up a solid foundation, a foundation of kevah. So, since that sukkah could not exist, even temporarily, without foundations of kevah, so the male is possible. This is what was it. Oh, Mali Abaye, Eloniator, some critics of Barzel, Visiha Chaldabon, Mohanami, we have a sukkah. So suppose he makes solid walls, that's keva, so there is no sike. Only horikami. At hafam odonome isi de vosi de rasare, govini de raskva, namenofik, limayro, namenofik, limayro de hafam odonome isi de vosi de raskva, govini de rasare, namenofik. So in other words, so he's saying, what he's saying, it doesn't mean that if it is very stout, solid, it can hold out for years and years, so then it's possible. In other words, as long as it was built in such a way that it doesn't require solid foundations of kevah, so then it's kosher. But if it is built in such a way, in such a height, that even to hold out temporarily for 7 days, it requires solid foundations of kevah, not of ale, so then it's kosher. Now, let's see the Rashi. The Sukkot here would say, Mashman Tzchach Rosh would say, or the Tzil Tfalitz, Shatzul Magin Tzil 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 Tfalitz, Vim Tzol Tzchach, Vim Kamo Mekin Kutai Ula Tzil, Vishen Bo El Alba, 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 Vikom Kavon Baishu Ula Ket Tzil Tzchach Ula Tzil 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 Shiva Sion, you took a short Shiva, we saw it, and the heart, we die on the Hitz's colors. But the Lionel is saying, so it was a city cell, the Hitz's cell, Queen Shomiti. I was in our own peace in Shapula, and the body is broke. Keva Ave, Baros of Teo, a cohort to people Teo, our Ave, Elish and Shio, also for Shio the Gable, she Hero Lame, that would be Zenza, all right.
Shir Beis and Sukkot Tezayin El Hitav Shin Mem, August 28th, 1980, on Thursday.
ויהיו כאילו אין שם שכח כלל, וכמישהו ניסים שכוסף כה. ואמרו לו מכאן כן את היושב, ומסיסים לחמצו למדכם, אבל אם ומיו המסוכו, והמגולה כאדולים, כזוזם מלינו כאיסטר מרתחת, וכאילו כאדולים, אם כמו את שיובד לו נגע בעמלו, אלו מצל של למדכם, שיתנו לגב לחמצו שנראו בו נמד. So he says, that the פשעת עם רשי, he couldn't say, that the פשעת עם רשי is, that Chamsa Meruva Mitzilso, so the Muet is bottom the rock. Because Rashi Shite is, in that Gemara that forbids that where you put Kami, a Kone that is 1 inch wide, and then you need vacant space, Avia, 1 inch wide, and then again a Kone 1 inch wide, and then again Avia 1 inch wide, and then again a Kone 1 inch wide. So that, in total, so the total size of the kani is exactly equal to the total size of the area of the vacant spaces. So, on that point, that compares there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rambam. According to Rambam, the sukkah is a sukkah of sheol. And according to Rashi, the sukkah is a sukkah of sheol. Now, why does Rav Netam say that the Sukkah is the Sukkah Psheiro? He says, Gabi Mechitzes, we have our Loche. The poets came in this Mutter, it's a Machleke between Rav Popper and Rav Unetor and Rav Yeshua. So if the open space in a certain site, in a Kesa, is exactly equal, the Sosum in the Kesa, so then it's kosher, according to Rav Popper. According to Rav Unetor and Rav Yeshua, so the evening has to be more than the poet. And we pass like a book. And the same thing, the Gemara applies with Gabi Schach Kosher and Schach Kosher also. Suppose you put on top a Schach, a Kone, that is 1 inch wide, and then next to it, you put a Kone 1 inch wide, and then you put a metal bar that is Schach Kosher, that is 1 inch wide, then a Kone 1 inch wide. Then a metal bar 1 inch wide, then a Kone 1 inch wide, then a metal bar 1 inch wide. So the total size of the Kone of the Schach Kosher is equal to the total size of the metal bars. So according to Rav Popper, and we pass by Rav Popper, that Paul's gaming is Mutter, down the Chitzes, so it's Mutter also when you have Schach Kosher and Schach Kosher, one next to the other. So the Meile Rabbi Tam says the same thing should be true. If you have a Kone 1 inch wide, and then Avi 1 inch wide, then a Kone 1 inch wide, and then Avi 1 inch wide. So we pass like a Pope, so Pope came with his mutter. So the Meile is Chilkarashi, Rabbi Tam that Pope. One second, let me explain it. You ask me all the questions after the Shia. I have to give the Shia first, and then I'll discuss all the questions. So he says, so with poets is gay made, so we pass like a prophet that poets is gay made, so in Mele, it will be mutter. So this Rambam says, what is true of Schach Kosher and Schach Kosher? So if the Schach Kosher is equal to the Schach Kosher, so then it's kosher according to a prophet. And that's a Pesach Aloche, you should know. So, the same thing, according to Rav Netam, if the Schach Kosher and the Avi are Shoveh B'Shoveh, so it's also Kosher. So why was Rashi saying differently? So the Ram there that conveys says that there is a difference. So the washing of the Ram is...
Oh.
But the Ram is on the second period. It's a moon. I don't know if it's huge. Almost base. Right, the paragraph starts with Gemara, over a book. How did I wish to do you kids from the past? So it says, oh, Kishaneke Port no Bible Shio Zoos, Hamsi Rohan no Mato to Shio Sal. In other words, every unit of Avi Ramta produces unit plus of sunshine in the bar. Kachir is Rach. Avi Ramta Zawich, Yoche. When Chubby shocked the Bible, Sua, the Omar, Hanged Am Rinch is the new kids from Lutahas, and according to Rashi, Easter is the larger size, Matvey, than Zuz. When you Omar calls Kaymay, Mutter, you are Kushi, and the Rabbi agrees with Rashi, and it's no cash. The Hiromar Koto, Han Milin, Tate Shabbos, who is Hakos, if you have a Kone one each one, and the power of metal one each one. And so on. So then it's all right. The Reich and Agrachman in the Medishin. Be Shabbos. We did the Tzrubo, and Ame Agrachman in the Suke, we did the Tzrubo. Hoki Adonisho. Behind the also on Shafi or Mastis and Amkara Sukosi Bishputi, or Baruch is Amito, in the Shreva Bine and Kemeiso, Sheo. In other words, if you alternate, Schach Kosher with this bar of a metal bar, and the Shabbos Bishabe, so I call it Apotis Kosher. I'll read the Apot. Diese Türkam, aber wie ich das Rach Kosso, Kosso Piporut, wie in der Schere, die Suche Kshero, wie die Schere zu, Europa war Kshero, aber die Abir Jebscher immer kennen, sie kippen sie immer in Schoven, in Mayo, wo Abir, Robo, in Mato, wie Suche bezählt haben, und sie, Harry Porut, sie lohme Rubalein. Harry Porut, sie lohme Rubalein. So in other words, er kommt drauf ab. So eben, er kommt drauf ab. It's also. If the contrapop is also. Why? Because we got a Avir and Tzrach, so they are Suke Bitzelt animals. So I mentioned a certain question. What's the aloha of that it has to be Tzilsa Merubim Chamsa? That if it's Chamsa Merubim Tzilsa, so the Suke is Psoa. Is it a requirement of Tzilsa per se? In other words, there has to be shade. And if the Srach does not give shade, so then the Sukkah is Psula. Or it's not a requirement of Tzeil, Sukkah per se. It's descriptive of the degree of Sichot that he has to make. How heavily the Sukkah has to be Misuchas. So in other words, so if it's Misachar the Sukkah, so much that there is more tail than sunshine, so then it is sufficiently misuches. But if he covers up the suki with so little schach that there is more sunshine than shade, then it means it was lightly misuches. So there is a diminution in the degree of sichu, but not that there is aloche, a requirement of sichu, of tzimtzum merubo mechamso per se. Now, what would be? So I mentioned the shayla. Let's say, according to Rav Yashi, that if there is aloche of tzimtzum merubo mechamso, machmasfan is also, not only machmasfan, and according to the marshal's pshatim cases. According to the marshal's pshatim cases, so taste the shite is that according to Rav Yashi, so the even according to Rav Yashi, so the psukim that apply to schar do not apply to tfanis. The even according to Rav Yashi, you can use as tfanis anything in the world. It doesn't have to be doshin kamutume, something that is in the kaute, something that is stolish. It can be anything. Rav Yashi only requires that it should not be Chamsom Ruba Mitzilso Machmasfan. Now, according to the Marshos Pshat Teisve, so Teisve Shite is just like Rav Yoh. So the name of the Shire cannot even be visualized. Because you cannot use glass as a daily, according to Rav Yash. But, according to the Marshah, that, so even according to the to Rav Yash, so the Tfanis can be made out of anything. It doesn't have to be made out of the car. So you could use glass as a apron for a suki. Now everybody knows that the sun penetrates through glass. So if you use glass as tvanis for suki, so you'll have all the sunshine. You won't be in shade. It will be chamsa meruva mitzilsa. Chamsa meruva mitzilsa. And the contrary of Yashe. So if it is chamsa meruva mitzilsa, machmas tvanis. So it's possible. So how about the case where the families are made of glass? So that depends. What's the hour of Tzilson Rubam Chamso? Is it a requirement of Tzilson Rubam Chamso per se? Or it's not a requirement of Tzilson Rubam Chamso per se? Suppose you could be misachet with glass. So there, even though all the sun would come in and you wouldn't have any shade, so it would still be kosher, because the whole sukkah is covered with glass, but it's a kind of a substance that allows the sun to come through and doesn't give any shade. So it's still kosher. So here according to Rabbi Yashe, I'll leave it the mashal. So you could use the glass as funny, so it would be kosher. But if we say that it's not a requirement of Tzilson Ruva Chamsa per se in itself, but if we say it's a requirement of Tzilson Ruva Chamsa per se, so then it would be possible. The Roshi, so Rabbi Tam is, now Rabbi Tam is Chilikar, and Rabbi Tam says that if you had one kone, 1 inch wide, Srach, and an average, and the common age, average. So it's shown with Shabbat. Rabbi Tam says that it's kosher. Why? Because Paul came in. So Paul came in, it's Shabbat with Shabbat. So it's considered as if he made normal apples according to Rabbi. So here it's also kosher. But the kashe is that every unit of Avir and Tav produces more than a unit of sunshine in the bottle. So the answer is, who cares? In view of the fact that according to Rapport, so when poet is aimed, so it's considered as if aimed is Merubah Rapport. And if it's aimed in Merubah Rapport, then it's Rubik Kule. Then it's considered as if it's Kule. So in other words, our beginning we consider that it's completely covered. It's completely Misucha. So why do I care? That at the bottom there will be more chamo than tzel. The requirement of tzimtzum rum chamso is only as a simen, descriptive of the degree of how heavily the sichon is. But here, since poet is gaining, so it is just as if any Google abode, and if it's any Google abode, then it's considered albedin as if it had been cooling. So it is sufficient for Yisucha. But if that is Shikha from the Ram, but the Ram, the Ram says the notion of the Ram is Visuke, Vitzeu Tayyimit. So in other words, it's mashma from the notion of the Ram that Silksom Rubam Hamsom is a requirement per se, so we may lay food because. Now, I once heard that my father said, in the name of Reb Chaim, but many years ago I was a little child, but that's my memory, that Reb Chaim said that if it had been possible, to use glass for schach, so then it would be kosher. Even though you wouldn't have any shade, because the halacha of tzitzum rubam chamso is not a requirement per se. It's descriptive of the degree of sichon. Now, but it seems that according to Ram, Rashi, we don't have to say that, because we could give another teretz of Rashi. But the Ram emphasizes in explaining Rashi. So he says, the Rosh, v'suke, she, y'avu b'yavu y'efshu v'yvake, שכיבי שנמשו במלמיו, כואב ירובו מלמטו ועיסוקו ויצאו תלמוס. So it's much more that the tail is not only as a sinner, as a liar, how heavily Mishuchat, the Sukkah is. No, this is the important thing. Tzeil Sukkah, that's the important thing. So it seems that it's stolen in the machlokes between Ramatam and the Ram. And the Ram says it in Rashi. Why should we say another pshat in Rashi? But then there is a certain steer against this Yisod, that according to the Ram, according to the way the Ram explains Rashi, So it's so is a requirement per se. It's not a simen how heavily the sichuch is, but it's a requirement per se. There is a certain skill from a certain demand. So in other words, that means you put the kale, you put havia, you put the kale, you put havia, you put the kale, you put havia. So it's still kosher. Even though on top there is a lot of vacant space, as long as there is less than three tvochim between one kale and the other, Ushmuel Omar, Koneir, Koneir. What do you mean, Koneir, Koneir, right? So according to Shmuel, Sukkah and the well is like this. Let's say this is the Sukkah. So he puts one Koneir here, and then the other Koneir is not removed at all, but it's placed at a higher level. But there is no vacant space, except one Koneir is here, and one Koneir is here. And then a third Koneir is here. But there is no vacant space, except that they are not on one level. One is lower and one is higher. Koneir and Koneir. Rav Konechode and Shmuel Konechade. Rav Konechode, Sukkah Midugleles, Maidugleles, Midugleles, Shetzilzo, Mirubo Mechamzo, Sheil. Comes in front of Sheil. result is that with all the vacant spaces in the schar, it is still fills on the woman house. So it's kosher. But if as a result of the totality of the vacant spaces in the schar, it is comes on the woman mitzvah, so then it is possible. So it's not to be me, it's one thing. Sukkah and the dwellers, behind them, fills on the woman house, okay. But according to Shmuel, that the dwellers means kone hile, one here, without making spaces between. So then the Mishnah mentions two allies. Sukkah and dwellers, that if the schach is placed, kone hile, so it's kshenko. That's one thing. The second thing, it seals on the Huba Mechamsa. If the schach is placed, but there are many vacant spaces in the schach, and but the net result is that it seals on the Huba Mechamsa, so she also said it. So today, we should move on the time. My Mulvelis, Mulvelis, Vitala. Sukha Mulvelis, Sheva. We seal some Huba Mechamsa. No more Abaye. Loishon, Loishon, Bezelaze, Shloishon, Vokha. Abogation, Zelaze, Gimut, Vokha. So then it is possible. In other words, if let's say it is in the soup, and I put here tzchach, and then I remove less than gimut vachim. I mean, there is no vacant spaces on the horizontal level, but on a vertical level. So here it's two tvachim higher than this, but horizontally nothing. There is no vacant space. And then again he puts a kane again two tvachim above this kane. But suppose it's three tvachim above, and then again three tvachim above, then it's possible. Why? Because what's the difference whether it's less than 3 tvachim above or 3 tvachim above? Because of the halacha of lavud. Now the halacha of lavud, applies in a horizontal plane, and it applies to a vertical plane. It doesn't make any difference. So lavud, the halacha of lavud is that this difference is ignored if it's less than 3 tvachim. So I'm a violation of the realization of the tvachim. I'm a violation of the tvachim. In other words, what's the difference? In other words, so we see that actually schach must be placed on the same level. But it's not the same level. One is here, one piece of schach is here, and one piece of schach is here. Since it's less than 3 tvachim, so it's considered as if it had been on the same place. On the same place. Because of the halacha of Rabbah. Our neighbor says, to move to Achitzua. Omar Rabbah, affiliation in Zelazesh, Shlisha Tvachim. So when we say it's possible, Amal Avaron, Elo Shem Vigagi Tefa. Our neighbor, Vigagi Tefa, Sheiro. The Avrino Chvut Rome. Chvut Rome is really the same concept as with Achitz. What's with Achitz? We imagine that the Mechitze, let's say, goes down. But when it's a question of a mechitze, so then we use the expression with that. When it's a question of schach, so then we use the expression of chutzon. So he says, when we say that if there is 3 tvachim or more difference in the height, so then it's possible. That is, if the width of each kone is less than 10. Let's say this. The width of each kone is less than 10. And then the next kone, I put 3 tvachim above this kone. So then we cannot apply the halacha of lavud. So in the way, it's not on the same level. The kone we now play is on the same level. Mashenke, if each kone has a width of a twist tefa, so then, even though you raise the other kone, 3 or 4 tvachim above this kone, but each kone has the width of the tefa. So then we apply the halacha of chvut rome. Lower down. Imagine as if it went down. It's like that. Chvut rome. Alright, this is the gemara. Now the question is this. vyšlej mi ich vysej, vaj kamie tam, ve dáloch ovci, co mu budu mecham sa, i znate li kvaja mu pesej, i znate li kvaja mu pesej, it's only a symbol, it's descriptive of the degree of sikho, how heavenly the sikho is. So then you understand it. Now here, in this case, if you put one corner here, and then you put one corner here. Two, there is no, on a horizontal level, there is no vacant space. But one is raised above the other. So all the sun coming. So it will be a chamsom um mitzilso. So why is it here? Two, that we apply the halacha of lobulud, of mutchome, gudachis. So how did we consider it? Consider it as if it went down. But the mitzvah is the sun comes in. Because one is raised above the other. So if we say like Abraham, fine. But if we say like the Ram, so it's a kasha. So from, doesn't that appear from this Gemara in Raya to what Reb Chaim says? And as far as I can remember, Reb Chaim did not mention that there is a machlokes b'shem. So it seems from this Gemara, it seems a Raya. That there is no requirement of Silsam Ruhr Mechamsa Pesach. So, who is the one who raises that question? The Ram, and this Gemara, the Ram himself raises this question. And it's remarkable that the Ram raises that question with the Rashi. What does he want from Rashi? Why doesn't he raise the question with everybody? The answer is because the Ram is aware that that's the Shite, that's the Machlokes between Rabbi Natan and Rashi. The way he explains Rashi, that Sukkah be tzeil tali Rashi. Now let's see, turn to the Rashi, and this Gemara. It's that huge on the base. Now, from the first line, huge on the base. In the second page 20, I don't know what it is, probably the same place. Rabba Masukani, in the first line, Piru Sheyesh Misuko Kani Miyat, Yesh Ba'avira, the El Sheyesh Ba'avira, the El Sheyesh Ba'avira, which will or Ma'akona Eil and Kona Eil. Because if there was, Gimu Tvochim Avira, a strip of Gimu Tvochim Avira, along the Suke, so then the Suke becomes possible. Which will or Ma'akona Eil and Kona Eil, Kilema, Shalom Yishwa Esasra, Lehash, 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 אלא איך הוא במהל ואיך במהל, בשינו מסליסים ואמרו נורי, כל שיעור משקופים בשוב, הוא יסוציאו צומגו במחמסוק שיעור, רב תן החודו ושמור תן את הארץ, רב תן החודו יסוכו מדור גלש, וצומגו במחמסוק שיעור, שמור תן את הארץ, מהי גללס מדור גלס, איתר, סוכו מדור גללס, שציאו צומגו במחמסוק שיעור, ומיוס החיטי והשמור נעמד בסוכה הנור, שיש בחמד, נמצאו צומגו במחמסוק שיעור, ואמרו נון, ואמרינון הלא, בהוד שמואל, לא ישבים מה שאין קונן כנראה, או שאין בן זלזה כמות רוחם, בשביל לכל פוחת מגימו חודם. אבל אין בן זלזה כמות רוחם, סולו. והוא אמר, אין בן זלזה כמות רוחם, ואמרו לנו שניתה בו טבע. אבל אין ניתה בו טבע, כאילו לא יכול להיות מהקונן, משאיר למה נחבות רום. פול דה, צלה גודה. ומוח הבגמורי, כל איך בשבוי שמצא אותו בינו, שהגע בי טבע, ובינו נעמה, שהגע בי, ובין התחתים מסתם. Die Oya, aber die sind da in der Teppach, wir haben nur noch gut rum. Because after the day, that's another point. It's not the way we are discussing. We can't want to shmur. We the shock when we talk about Bayer Roy. So the first question the Rami is that there is really a machleket between Rabbi and Shmuel. What he says, we pass to Shmuel. Now, So that means that according to Rabbi is possible. Why is it possible according to Rabbi? Why? After all, there is a lot of trouble. So our Bidin is considered as if all the Kami had been arranged on the same plane, on the same level. Because of the law of Lobu, in Chutrom, everything. So why is it possible? So we have to say that in Ra, because it will be a Chamsa Mehu Mitzilusa. But he says we pass Kleshim. We can't look at Shmuel Shabu Mitzor Abayi Dologa. So we flew, why should we pass Kleshim there at all? If there is a cloud, you can say, Tirav Bin Sura, here it's not in there, here it's a Sura. So, but because we talk in the shop, we talk about the Rav Ali, Voli did you, or then he says, not Moshe, that Rav is not even Chilich and the merits of Shmuel's view. He's just Chilich and the Rikita of Shmuel. But And the marriage of Shmuel's deen is not chayuk. Loi, the dum rab mamma made a lady biloche. El masnitz lavo agos. Oh, now is it. If you give me Rashi, what do you want from Rashi? Let him have that kasha. The answer is, according to Rabbi Tam, there is no kasha. Because there is no requirement of tzimuk shom yehuba mechamsa paseh. It's only in Sibet, it's descriptive of the degree of the heaviness of the sikh. That it's sufficiently heavily misuchat. So, but according to Rashi, in the way he explained Rashi, the bitzeta rachmane, the Rashi avogad the hashem ha mechamsa yehuba mechamsa. So he gives a tenet. Ki yivu ha'tinamo ha'vitzilso v'ruba mecham sokshir. Then he says, v'achir nemrim, tu imachshirinom b'kone ele, b'kone ele, ala hirchet ha'shtename ha'vitzilso v'ruba mecham sokshir. So, he mentions the Shibis of Shem and Teilach Name, when the Shmuel machshir b'kone ele, b'kone ele, if with the kone ele, b'kone ele, it's still tzilso v'ruba mecham sokshir. But if, as a result of the kone ele, b'kone ele, there is more hammer than tzeiro in the land of Tzposot. So, Dachim, there is no doubt. There is no doubt that Dachim certainly holds that Tzimtzum Meruba Mechamsa is a requirement per se, because if Dachim had held that Tzimtzum Meruba Mechamsa is not a requirement per se, it's only a simen, descriptive of the degree of heaviness of the Sichu. So, but here we apply the Aruch HaFlov with the Chutvome, so then it's considered as if there is it's totally compact. No open space, because we apply the law of Utrone and Wobud and everything. So it is clear, beyond the shadow of the doubt, that the whole apoch is according to the Achillim. So Tzimtzum Meruba Mechamsa is a requirement of the same. Now, but that's the shit of the Achillim. But the Ram's shit is not like that. And the Ram says, well, if you do the Rashi, Avogad, the Hashem Namen, Chamsa Meruba Mechamsa, Kim Dilu Hatinolo, have a tilt some woman, Mahams of Sheva. Say, also, you have to understand it. What does it mean? But according to the Ram, in Rashi, so tilt some woman, Mahams is the requirement per se. So apparently, the pshat in the Ram must be now, we have a Machlekes that we discussed the day before yesterday. The Machlekes of Abunan Rav Yashi. That time we base. So the Rabbi comes from Machmas Sichuch, we don't make Machmas Panit, Rabbi Yashe Eime, Rabbi Machmas Panit. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yashe, so the Deifen in Chitze is also called Tzcha. Right. So what does that mean? Comes from Machmas Sichuch, we don't make Machmas Panit. If, let's say, there is a lot of vacant spaces, there is a lot of vacant space in the Tzvanit, because you have one kind of vacant space, another kind, in the Tzvanit. So, and because of the abundant vacant space, the abundant openings in the day then, so there is more hammer than say. So the Rabbanan says it's all right. And Rav Yashi says it's not all right. Now, so that does not present any kashi against the Ram. How do the Rabbanan Hashia? Because true that there is a requirement of Tzimtzum Meruba Mechamsa, per se. But that requirement only implies that mitzad eschach, it should not be Chamsam Meruba Mitzilso. But if it is Chamsam Meruba Mitzilso because of the Tzvanit, so it doesn't matter. That we see, I mean, according to Rabbah. So the Mele, when the Am is the Kash, according to Rashi, why is Kone Yehira, Kone Yehira, the why? But it's still Chamsam Meruba Mitzilso, it's Chamsam Meruba Mitzilso. So Achirim say in the Hanan, when Shmuel Machshir Chamsa Meruba Mitzilso, only when, like that, when Shmuel Machshir Konei, in the end, so it's Chamsa Meruba Mitzilso, but if it's a result of the Konei, it's Chamsa Meruba Mitzilso in the Hanan, so Shmuel will be made this one. But the Ram says, no, even if actually it's Chamsam Meruba Mitzilso, it's still kosher. Even according to Rashi, who says that Tzimtzum Meruba Mechamsa is a requirement per se, not just a simen of the degree of sin. Why? Because suppose you would pull down your overcoming the talent. So then it certainly would be Tzimtzum Meruba Mechamsa. So in other words, so why is it that it's been serious? It's household movement also. Why? Because the sun comes in to the vacant space. Obliquely, the sun will come in. But the sun doesn't come in directly, in a vertical direction. The sun will come in obliquely. So it is the same, so it is analogous to the canes where you are misachir the suke completely, very heavily. But then there are many ports and pierces in the David. And because of that, all the sun comes in. So the Rabbanon of Rabbi Asher say that it's kosher. That it has to be, it's only possible if it's Hamsom, Rubom, it's Hilsom, Mahmashach. So here, since it's Koneiri, Koneiri, so the sun only doesn't come in directly, vertical. It comes in obliquely. So it is just as the case where the sun comes in through the pierces in the navel. This is what the Ram is. But on the contrary, we see from that Ram, a confirmation of this premise that according to the Ram, so Tzimtzum Merubo Mechamso is a requirement per se. Alright. Now, the Mishnah states, Sukhi. Maishne Gavi Sukhi, it on the Psulo, and Maishne Gavi Mode, it on the Dakante. The Hodu Ipomech Maishne Gavi Hodes, it on the Psulo, the Dakante. So, Gavi Hodes, the Mishnah mentions, uses both expressions. It's not because we have a gospel. Or you show you are more of the Ubin Mol or possible. So, Gavi Hodes. So, there are certain favors that grow on the Hodes. So, if the leaves of the Hodes are more than the Peyre, than the berries on the Hodes, so then it's kosher. But if the berries are more than the leaves, so then it's possible. So the Mishnah says, Vimi Aton Kosher. So there the Mishnah uses both expressions. Possible and Vimi Aton. Possible and Takam. Why is Gemore? Gemore is raising a question as to the inconsistency in the use of the expressions in the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Gavi Moden. Why doesn't the Mishnah ask? Another inconsistency, the expression that is used in connection with Hodes. So the teacher says, no, it's no question. Ripoli Chalomisuko Mode, Shedinayim Shoverim Goveya, Vishino Rosh Mishnah say, because there is no rule that the Mishnah has to use the same expression everywhere. I mean, what kind of a kashi? So, no matter over there, the Gemara, the Mishnah uses one expression. Mi, Takone, and Posso, and here it uses the expression Posso. So that doesn't present any difficulty. But the Mishnah here, and the Mishnah in Eire, they both mention the same kind of thing, the same shiur of Kofano. So there it is to be expected that the Mishnah should use a common expression. That's why the Mishnah demands. We both use the Mishnah Shomun and Govea Mishnah was Mishnah. Hey, the Nagatarity, Kabi Hodes, Mr. Gwenema, Takam, the Saudi Aida Hamine, he will be Psul, so where's the Takam? So there's a special purpose in using both, because one could argue, if the Mishnah just said possible, so one could be misled into thinking that there is no answer. So the Mishnah has to tell us, even though as it is, so it's possible, but there is an answer. All right. The answer to the psul. The Rabbiton in Mali. So Asher explains it. The answer to the psul. So, Shaila could miss the Bosch and Psul, when we ask the deal with the Lord. But more than coming to Rabbonon, the Middle Eyes is Sago, the Shows, the Hitzes, the Mitzor, the Hitzes, the Zuel, the Middle Rabbonon, the Takam. Why? Because since it's the Rabbonon, so he has to mention the Taloche for the first time. So we explain it. It doesn't mean that this Takone was enacted by Rabbi Nakon. This Takone is Takone Gdume. Maybe that Takone existed already in the times of the Bais Rish. Who says that? That this Takone was elected by Rabbi Nakodish, but a Deraise was well known. Yet, it wasn't necessary to be discovered for the Jews. Mashem to the Rabbonon, so only the Rambam knew. But the Jews were not knowledgeable, they didn't know. So in Meile, they had to find it out for the first time from the Mishnah. So that's why he uses the Rosh Hashanah. That's how Rashi. Und ich kann die Texte in die Freikirchschaft. Die Reise von der Zuhörer. Die hat er dann in meine Heilschirm und die Tonne, die ist in meine Meile getrieben. Wie die Ehre geschehen. Wie die Schäme in der Morse, wie die Zuhörer bereisen. Wie Tonne Zuhörer. Aber Gabel haben nicht nur mal eine Kolonialie. Nun mal, so why does he say by the Reise zu Zuhörer? I mean, what's wrong? Why Texas was bothered by Malakash? Why? Why do we have to explain as to why he uses a Russian of Tsuro? What's wrong with Tsuro? The answer is because Takamte is a nicer Russian than Tsuro. And whenever it's possible, so one should choose the maximum Russian appeal, even though Tsuro is not vulgar talk, but he should choose the maximum Russian appeal. So, and Tsuro means that the connotation is possible. But there is a special reason as to why he couldn't use the expression of Takon. We did in the Shindu Moshe Yisraelis, he told us to have a lavish, and I will be in the I will know that I'm going on, we have a lavish. He told me in my life, she will reach the Mali, she will ask from this story, she will meet him a course of Kamo Isis, she will meet the government who will be quite respectful to why does he take this as a doubt? And I said, Pshat, apparently because Texas was bothered. What does Rashi say? By the Rabbonim we cannot say so. The man possible can finish it. Why? If this takone was just enacted by Rabbi Nachmanides. This takone has been in existence for years, for hundreds of years. So we have to say Rashi because the Jews were not knowledgeable, had to discover this thing by learning the Mishnah. But Texas didn't like that. So that's why Texas explained it. In Amelie Shreya, the Russian in my age, Mashmachum the Rabbonim Baume. Utsulo Mashma the Reis. Okay, Baba the Kingdom, you know, they are Hanuk, you know, from my own Western Amo, Utsulo. Kisuko, okay, well, they Adam did not Kisuko, not at Nami, that they are Hanuk, Utsulo. Ina, he had a Tony, my age, have a Mashma, Kumori, Shoriso, Madrekes, in regard to that Kashi from the Hanuk. Why does it say Tsuro Kisuko Uchimove? After all, that's the Kante. Hanke is the Kante. So it should say Yimayim, Yashpil. I mean, Yashpil, not Yimayim, but Yashpil. So Tetz says, the first letter is Adi Kutvan Kisuke, Nuachet Name, Gavin Echanek of Tsuro. Iname, Yavetor Yimayim, Havi Mashmiko, Yishoyse Madrekes Yashpil. Vizeine, Limandioma, Hadlokei is a mitzvah. The Apiru Mandoma Anokhel is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says the Shabbos Madrikim. Hashir on the way in there. We say the Apiru Madrikim. I'm going to give you a film in Yichon. Omar Abba. Omar Kho. So Rabbi says the reason is why in my Lomes Namo. This Chach is possible is because of the Mani Yom Sechem. Ki Bisuk is the Shabbos in Yisroel. So Ad Fesim Amo in Yidiyo Shudom Bisuk of the Mailo. מייסרים אמו, אין עוד ידיע שדור בסוכו, משביל ראשון טובי, אומר רבו מקרול מייד, צס כושר ומשנקה מפרישי רבי, גבי מקצת סוכה מתייחסרים, ביום הרבי, הסוכו פסולו, חושב טובי, כי מידי כלולו עשרים. So, the coin of the first motion in Erebi, part of the Zrach, is the Seiches and part in the upper head of the Zrach, of the width of the Zrach, is the Mayom Esrim. So Rabbi says, Hasukko, according to the first portion, Rabbi says that the Sukkah is possible. But Rabbi himself says that the reason as to why Sukkah and the Mayom Chofam is possible is because we show today. But if let's say, this is the point of Chofam, and this is the Zrach. So this head is within Chofam. Only the other head is the Mayom Chofam. So when one stands in the Sukkah, he'll readily notice, without raising his head completely, he'll readily notice the lower head of the Zrach. For so many kids, they call us the Rabbi Koresos, the Rochem. You are wrong because there was another jersey. Wrong. So the teacher says that the other jersey is incorrect. You are wrong. The only person, one of them said, kosher, kaum Sukkotna, kaum Molitna. In other words, there are two machines in modern era in regard to Rabbi. Whether according to Rabbi, when it's Mixos and Sirhas, Mixos and Mayones, kosher or Possum. But in regard to Rabbi, there is no doubt that it is kosher. Kaum Sukkotna, kaum Molitna. Yeshleima, Yehorum, Yehorum, Taime, because Gemara asks why is there a difference between Sukkah and Molitna. So Gemara says, So it's for Rabbi. So if one makes a mistake, the other one will remind him. So in other words, so this is it. So the Rabbi and Nami. The Mishane Sukkot the Raise Achmiru the Rabbanon. We come to Mashmir in the Raise Kshel. So in other words, so Tetzé says quickly that when Abba, according to the first Moshe Neira, Abba says that Mishos of Isiches and Mishos of Maivas is possible, so only with the Rabbanon is possible, not with the Raise. With the Raise, Abba will be made that it's kosher. Abba will make kosher because it's shown to be here. But with the Rabbanon is possible according to the first Moshe. Why? Because of Xavier. Maybe sometimes it will be removed. The lower portion of the schach will be removed. Of course, if the schach consists of coming, so then you cannot remove the lower portion without the other portion, unless you have one coming on top of the other. But suppose the schach is like evergreen. So the lower portion. So might follow for might he might take it off or follow, and since it's the suki is not necessarily used by Rabbi, it might be used by Yochi, so you might think of it, and then will remain sitting in his suki that the schach of which is completely above Chovam. So maybe even if we know that part of the schach is within Chochamo, it's also possible, only the other. Now, Rabbi says that the reason is why Lemalim Chochamo is possible is because Lemalim Chochamo, you couldn't build it on foundations that are aroi, but you have to build it on foundations that are kept. So Abai asked in the Kashel, how about if he makes the walls out of solid steel, so there it certainly can. It couldn't be more stable than a sukkah whose walls are made of steel, and still it is kosher. So Rabbi said to him, no. There is no halacha that if the sukkah is built on solid foundations, very stable foundations that can last for a year or for 10 years or for 100 years, so it's possible. The sukkah is kosher, or even if it is built so solidly on such solid foundations that it can last for 100 years or 500 years, it's still kosher. As long as the height is of such level that it could be built on unstable foundations. Mashenke, if the height is more than half amo, then it couldn't even last for 7 days on unstable foundations. So then it is possible. This is my question. The option is to ask, why is that? I forgot the issue for the Shkobi Dirosh in the Ruyo Yeshiva, in the Keva, Mashma Rikro, the also issue, the Ruyo Lecho, Midas Keiko, Keleima, the Sukko Shef, Shal Asisa, Vinte, if he even will have Shino, she say, Ruyo Asiso, Ale, El Asiso, Ale, the Ava Pishay, say, it's a Keva, in Kein, Amai Omar Kshom, you see, for the Chad. So, the Mishnah in Taimu says that if I'm Sukkot, it rains, it's not a good sign. Because that means that the Hashkoche is not willing to accept our Tfilas and our Mitzvah Sukkot. Ba'al Yocheyo, so that means that it's impossible to fulfill Mitzvah Sukkot if it's a rainy weather. But, so Bishleimi if we say that there is halach, that the sukkah has to be built in such a way that rain should be able to come in, Because Eisuke necessarily must be an unstable home. And if rain cannot, if it is protected against rain, so then it's stable. Then it's a Iviras Keva, it's not Iviras Ara. So then we understand. But here what it says, that even that the whole hour of Ara is only that the height should not be of such a level that it would require a solid, stable foundation. But so it's only in regard to the height that it must be of a relatively lower height. So not of a relatively high height such that it would necessarily require a stable foundation. But if it is stable in any other way, so it doesn't pass the city. So Mele, why does he call it a chak? Let him be sachet. Let him put out the schach and the suki in such a way that it will protect those who will be sitting in the suki against rain. He'll put so much kamut, so many kamut, one on top of the other. And there won't be any minute vacant spaces. So it will be protected against rain, and they'll be able to even to knock in nails. While Yochel Kriya Ham is sorry, we must nail it. Shall we hear of Shaman Bisuk? Now, the day before yesterday, so we discussed the various shittas in regard to alignment of Bisuk. So there are three shittas. The Mechaber has a suffix, whether one is allowed to use a letter, which is the Kabul Tumeh, as a support for the Schach of Bisuk. Here's the suffix. The Ramoh, Shita is, it's not a suffix, it's a Badois, that Lechatchila is not allowed. The Mogavom Shite appears to be that in Mechatchila you can use something that is possible for Schach as a mind. But the Ramoh Shite is that Lechatchila you are definitely not allowed to use something that is possible for Schach as a mind. Now, Misori, we must make it, what's fascinating, that's iron. Nails. So it's not the going karate. It's not the going karate. And then it's become to me also. So it's shooting to matres. It's become to me also. So it's possible for Schach. And still takes the says, while Yoche we kreya ham sorry we must marry, so here we show me this okay. But you know it's intellect. So that seems to present the spirit to the shite of the Ramoh that we have filled. You cannot use as a misachim, you cannot use as a minut for the schach, as a minut for the schach, something that is possible in schach, and much mainly that is as a minut. So two things you can say. First of all, Tesis here says, Val Yochim Kriyahan Sorin Bimas Meile, not for the purpose of supporting schach, because Tesis says, so near the human soul. But in other words, the schach will stay on the suki. But while it will stay, but if it doesn't knock in nails into the suki, so then it will not be protected against rain. So in other words, but the schach, even without the nails, the schach will stay. So it's not in the mind, that's one thing. And then, since according to Ramoh, it's only the chatzile, but the Eretz is kosher, even with Ramon is kosher, it's only Hatfila, and if there is a hardship situation, so it's all right. So in the melee, it should not be seen to the heart. But you would think so, I'm not going to say something that's big for, okay, I don't want to come to you, I'm going to put you in the middle of the building. We miss out on him, we miss all him. And we pass that we cannot be miss out on him, sorry, sleds that are valid for him. Why? Why? Because in view of the fact that roofs were covered, Bisman Chazal, with slats that had a width of Dalet Vohim, so Mele, there is a Zerastikho, the Mersheresu, also Mele, Maul, so Mele, the same Zer that the Mishnah mentions regarding slats that had a width of Dalet Vohim, so the same Zer applies to Wikipedia, and he saw him in Masmir. So he marched with Wasmir, Maui Saka, but then Maui Saka had to face him. Who base him, Babi Possum with the Rice? The Sukhom Rahmone, the way base him, shall call him his Ashon. The base call his Ashon. So there is a big Kirish in this. Agabuch, this mentions a big Kirish. The bias of Kovashono, the bias of Kovashono is possible. What does it mean? Suppose someone lives in a place, in a tropical place, where he doesn't rain, and he has a house, that is covered with cannon that the width of which is less than doubtful. In certain countries, even today, I think, many people live in such sheds a whole year. So, and the whole roof, the whole ceiling, consists of scum that are kosherly ceiling. So, Teisha says that it will not be mikayim in the midst of sin. Why? But Teisha says, when they say, what a possible is that I say, the suki of Rahmono, you will basically call me Sashon. So, I understand. There is a halacha that the schach has to be put up with tzeil tzuki. But if the schach was put up not with tzeil tzuki, but as a foundation for a ceiling of a house, so then it's possible, because it's not necessarily tzeil tzuki. Now, we have the deen mentioned. We'll soon be learning that. At night, I mean, this deen. Hoise, Sinitov Rishobo, Sivim, Hoise Sukhov Mato Vibais Takatada, Che Siro Rofi, Apopish and Shawa Daino Itzi, Hataki, Che Rofi, Mochi Malay and Che. In other words, if somebody has a house, and the house comes, so it has a roof, and how do they construct the roof? So first they put, you say, slats as a foundation, and on top of the slats they put tiles. So suppose he removed the tiles, and then the slats remain. So the Mishnah points out, I mean, this is mentioned by Shem, that not only Sheol, if he puts, let's say, evergreen on top of the slats that remain, even if he uses the slats themselves as half. Because they say they eat him attacking, they're not doubt for him why, and they were put in order to support the tiles that were placed on top of the slats. But then before Sukkot, the Balabais removed the tiles and just the slats remain. Suppose he doesn't put any evergreen on top of the slats. He just sits under the slats, so it's also a kind of Sukkot. He's also becoming Mr. Sukkot. Why? Because the mere fact that he removed the tiles that had been placed on top of the slats, so that's considered like Hanoha, the Hanoha of the slats, Rishay Tzil Sukkot. But, so he says, Bapulation, Tachasoritzim Atzma, Apopim Shem Shach Posu, Sharehei, 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 אלו כדי מוסיץ עליהם אורופי, מכל מוקים, כאילו שעושה מייסי, והייסי אורופי אופי, משם עשוי עשוי כביצאיו, הרי זה כאילו עושו מייסי בפואנצי, וכאילו משם סוכי ונשחש. אבו, אם הוא הייסי אורופי, כאילו עשה שם סוכי. אלו ככה עושו מכן דיבויו, ולגעת, כאילו שהוא עושו שהוא מייסי בגעת, ושם עשוי עשוי כביצאיו, אם כאילו הייצי, הוא יקל הייצי, משחק פוס וממש. So that was, but suppose it was built that way for the whole year. So there it was not done with Shintil Sukkot, so then it is possible. So maybe we could say that when Keisha says, in other words, even though the roof of the bayis consists of kamim that are kosher, there is no psul. Now what you're doing it all is nothing coming to me. I mean, everything is fit for Sah. So it's still it's possible. So why is it possible? So you could say it's possible because he didn't do everything till today. But that's not what Shaku takes this. Because if that is what takes this man, suppose at the time when he built the house, which will be used all year, he had in mind, he's putting it, not just that it should be a ceiling, a roof of the house the whole year, but that should be the schach. So then it's not the same thing. And from then it says it's mashma. In this it's mashma, we basic by the apostle in the right say, the sukkah on the mongo, the basic shall call you Mishashon. So it's mashma that if someone will sit in the sukkah in his regular house, but the house was not built like our houses, the ceiling is not made of stone, but it's made of concrete. But that's the ceiling of his regular house. Even if he did it at the time when he built the house, he had money to put the concrete not only as a ceiling, as a roof for the house the whole year, but he shaped Tzel Sukkah, the 8 days of Sukkah, 7 days of Sukkah. So it will still be possible. Because Tensei doesn't mention, because when Nasus is in Tensei, Tensei says, the Sukkah of Rahman is the very basic of all this Ashonot. It's my Tensei here, it emphasizes a very big Hiddush that the same vice that is used, Kol Ashonot, cannot be used for Sukkah, even if it comes forth in such a way that the whole roof is kosher sukkah. And even if he had in mind to do it, not just as a roof for the bais of Ashono, but also as a for sale sukkah, there's 8 days of sukkah. Still possible. The sukkah of Rahmano will obey say, shall call him Ashono. So that we have to understand. Why should it be possible? Special says apostle, that one cannot be entirely. One cannot be mikayim the mitzvah sukkah, with the regular bias in which he lives the whole year. Well, in the research is just possible. So the Gemara should mention it. The Gemara doesn't mention. Tesis doesn't make its own washes. The Beitzi on Rachmone, the sukkah Rachmone will be by Shono. Of course, Beitzi Shalom is Shono is no good because every bias, 99.999% of all the battle. So, Anat, don't kill Jose, but in Hanande, if it is don't kill Jose and if it was done, if the roof was placed, we shake till Suke. So what's wrong with it? Just because he lives in that bias in Kolashono, so it should be possible. Now, in Europe, years ago, so many Sukes were in the dining room, but of course that wasn't. It was so, but there was it. The roof was constructed in such a way that you could raise the roof, so in an erect position, and then before Sukkot they would put schach. So of course that was a light, because that wasn't the bias, it was a new thing. That means whenever it was called a wing. So whenever you lifted the wing, so then the roof, let's say, so became in the right position, like this. It was covered the room, and then when you pressed a certain switch, so it became open, and the walls, it became like part of the wall, an extension of the wall. So the roofs on both sides became an extension. One half of the roof became an extension of this wall, and the other half of the roof became